Good morning, Masechet Pesachim, Daf Mem Chet. I'm going to start on Mem Zayin. Mem Zayin, we're in the middle of this sugya over here, where Abaya asked the kasha, and he said, "I'm a vashal giranashe bechalav yom tov. You cook a giranashe in milk. A yotiv ochlo, you get chayv malkot five sets of malkot." And we said that because of a vashal gid beyom tov, because you're cooking the gid on yom tov, it's not dry lachil, you can't eat it. You because of ochel gid bichlal or the giranashe. Because of mevashah basar b'chalav, cooking meat and milk, we said that the gid had taste of meat, and lokem mishum ochel basar b'chalav, eating meat and milk, and the lokem mishum havara. We said over there because of havara, and we say, but wait a second, if you say hoil, then this havara you shouldn't be chayev. Why? Because there might be needs for the havara on yontif, for making the fine yontif. Then we started talking about, okay, taking out all different stuff. We ended up with one of the things we took out of havara, we put in muktzah. And on that, Rabbi said that Muktzah is Doraita. Abai says, Rabbi, how can you say Muktzah is Doraita? You're the one who taught us yourself. And this is what we got up to yesterday. You taught us yourself, and you brought a pasuk over here. He wants to prove over here that Doraita, that Muktzah is not Doraita. He says, actually, I might buy me name Rav Chisda, that Rav Chisda was the Kashi, but I might buy me name Rav Urabuna. Havi Seh Me'efer, they bought the Seh. We saw yesterday from the Achu, from out of the field, it was a Muktzah Seh, B'shachtu Tamu B'yom Tov, and they shechted it for Tamu B'yom Tov. Can you use it as a korban, Rashi says? V'ata Martin, he says, Abai says to Rabbi, and you yourself told us about this, that what was the limud? The pasuk says Seh, what did it mean? Seh mean? Lo b'chor. And Rashi said, the b'chor, it's like the archetype for any kochim. So it can't be from kochim. You have to be a korban for the korban tamid, not from kochim. Right, v'lo maaseh, because it has achat, not from 10. And mina tzonim, we saw the tzonim, we saw the difference, it has to be a keves ben shnato le'ola, exactly 12 months old, and that's called the keves. After 13 months, called the ayil. In between 12 and 13, it's called the palgas. So he said, mina tzon, meaning not from the palgas. And we said, mina matayim. It's from the 200, what's 200 from motash shtei mei ol shenishtar v'bor. Talking about taking out from the 200 left in the bor of the wine for the nesachim, and why dafka 200? Gemara says mikan leorleship taylor b'matayim. In case of the orle stuck in the barrel, we know that orle is battle with 200 times its amount. So we've got this big amount of it. Definitely call me orle. And say mashke Yisrael. What's mashke Yisrael? Mina mutal Yisrael. It has to be mutal Yisrael. What do you mean mutal Yisrael? Has to be that a regular person can eat it. Bikaramru and maybe in nesachim natel. We can't bring the nesachim of the wine libations from Tevel. So now comes the question, Yachol lo yavi mina muktzah? Could you bring it mina muktzah? Could you bring a korban tamid from muktzah? And that was a seh that they brought there from the efer. Amarta, right? So now, the bright is carrying on. So Amarta ma tevel, so we learned that moment ago about the wine, can't be tevel, and what's meyuchad about tevel? She isul gufo garamlo, that it's inherent in the tevel. There's nothing that you made the tevel Tamei or Asur. The fact Tevel is Tevel. It hasn't had Truma yet. The Tevel itself is Asur. Of course, she Isur Gufo Garamlo. And therefore, we only apostle things over here which are inherent in themselves or Asur. Meaning Yatsa Mukta. And that comes to exclude Mukta. Why? She Isur Gufo Garamlo. It's not because of the cow itself that it's Asur. Ele Isur Davar Acher Garamlo. It's that, or the goat or the sheep, whatever it was. Davar Acher, what's Davar Acher? Rashi is Davar Acher Shabbat. Shabbat, or Yontav, meaning Muktzah. The fact that it was Shabbos today, and I never prepared it yesterday, so therefore it's Muktzah, that won't make it an Isur for Korban, because Korban is only Asur, was Davar Acher Garam Lo Mi'atzmo, like Tevel. So now Abaya says to Rabba, says, now Rabba, V'ya Amar to Isur Muktzah, and if you write, that Isur Muktzah is a Doraita, so Mali Isur Gufo, Mali Isur Davar Acher, what I care where Isur comes from. If it's from Muktzah, it's Muktzah. If it's a Doraita, so what's the difference to me if it's inherent inside it or it's not? Tumah is an Isur Doraita, and Tumah is not inherent. Something touched the food, it became Tameh, and it's Asur because it's Doraita. Tevel happens to be implicit inside it. Gufo, but what's the difference? So he says to me, I don't understand. How can Muktzah be an Isur Doraita? That's the first kasha he has to him. Yeah, Abai has to Rabbi. He says, oh, Rabbi says to him, ah, who da mart? He says, and you the one who also said, Radu Grashia, aha, atu damart, ba'eluhen alokin, in Masechet Makot, right? Chiluk melachot le Shabbos, ba'en chiluk melachot le Yom Tov. Then when it comes to Shabbos, and we do melochas on Shabbos, b'shogeg, so we are chay v'chatat, right? Look at Rashi. Chiluk melachot le Shabbos. She'im asah shtayim behelam echad. The last word of Rashi. If I did two melochas on Shabbos, in one fell swoop, that I forgot it was Shabbos, but I did two separate melochas, Or I did one melocha, but twice on Shabbos, in two separate forgetting a Shabbos. I woke up in the morning, I forgot it was Shabbos, and I went outside and I picked myself an apple. And then in the afternoon, I was walking home after shul, and I forgot it was Shabbos, I picked another apple. Same melocha, doesn't matter, I'm chayv twice. Could we say Shabbos is chilukei mchataot? But on Yontif, look at the last line of the wide line. And look, melocha de Yomtov. She masah, shtay melocha b'mezid, and look, shtay. And now here, look at our example that we got over here. We chayiv over here, if you go back to me in Zayin Amud Bet, we said there, we were chayiv five sets of malkot for Mevashel the Gid, Anashe Bechalav. Right? And you want to tell me that I'm chayiv both for the Bishul and for the Havari. If I take out the Havari, it's also for Muktzah. How can I get two sets of Malkot for two Melochas on Yontif? There's no Chiluk Melochas on Yontif. So it can't be Muktzah. Because I wouldn't be then, I wouldn't be... Even as a Makrivnach Muktzah or not, but in the case, well, that's a separate question altogether. Right? Why am I getting lots of Melochas? So he says to him, Rabbi seems to accept this. Ela afik havara, right? Take out havara. He says, our problem was havara all the time. The ayil atzei asher and put in atzei asher. And where's the azara from? We don't know that it's asuf. There's the loy back b'chama umma min acherim. Got issue that you can't get any hana whatsoever from avodah zara stuff, even if you planted the place, etc. So Amay Rav Acher b'Rei Rabbi Abaya. So Rav Acher b'Rei Rabbi says to Abaya, wait a second. If you're now taking out havara and you're putting in now Eitz Hashayra, which is a Isra Mavodah Zorah, and you said there that you put Mavashel, the Basar, the Gira Nashe, and the Chalav, and now you're using Eitz Hashayra wood. So now it's not five Malkot you're going to get. There's an extra Malkot. What's the Benil Kinami, Mishum, V'lo Tavi Toiva Betecha? There's a separate Melocha, a separate set of Malkot for Lo Tavi Toiva, this abomination, Mavodah Zorah. So it can't be Eitz Hashayra, because we're limiting to five Malkos. So he says, you know what? He says, Ella, Afik Havara, take Havara, we're taking Havara, and instead of Eitz Hashayra, I'll Eitz Hegdesh. Put in Eitz Hegdesh, now it's over on Me'ila, you can mark from Me'ila, Ba'azar, Me'ach, where's the Azar, Ashrahem, Lutishrafun Ba'esh, right? Velo Tasun Kain Lashem Elokechem. So now, Amir Rami Barachama, Had Rav Chisda, V'Rabba, now we finish that. So now, Rami Barachama says, now, this Machlok Rav Chisda and Rabba, which we learned, I think it was about Mem Vav Amud Bet, right? It's the Eitbar, how fair me Yom Tov Lechol, if you're baking from, this is a whole sugya started, if you're baking from Yom Tov to Chol, right? And we said that you're already eaten, and it's no longer for you, and now you're baking lots of food, and he says you get Malkot. Why? Because we don't say Hoyle. And Rabbi said, you don't get Malkot. Why? Because we say Hoyle, maybe visitors could come. So it says over here, Rabbi Barachama, he says, this Machloket, and Rashi actually points out, Rashi says it, and that's the machloket. Machloket Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lezer, where is it? Iflugu, yeah, Rashi. Four, five lines, we get narrow lines. The Iflugu Rabbi Yom Tov, when they argued there on Yom Tov, Isharin Le Mishum Hoyle, do we make it Mutah because of Hoyle or not? Right? So he says over there, that machloket Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, it's an old machloket Tanaim between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Eliezer Sabar Amin Hoyel, he holds like Rabbi and says Hoyel. Rabbi Yeshua Sabar Amin Hoyel. Right, look at Rashi there. Mahlok Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, he Rabbi Eliezer Sabar Amin Hoyel. Afa gather so full half rish achat men the chalil, and you're going to take one of them for chala. The name says Tarek Badabashan Rau Lachil, and end of the day, what happens is you were busy working on Yontif for something which wasn't Rau Lachila. I feel like nonetheless, I mean, we say Hoyel. We do say that it's okay. With regards to the challah, there's just which we sound over there. So now, Rabbi Yeshua Savalom, Rabbi says, no, you don't say hoyel. Rashi says, because the hatir melechet yom tov. Rabbi don't say hoyel. So Amar Papa, Rabbi Papa says, wait a second. How are you so sure in Barchama? This is exactly the same machloket. Maybe it's not. The deal ma'adkan lo ka'am Rabbi Yezer hatam daminan hoyel. When did Rabbi Eliezer there in the machloket over there in the machloket, in the brighter say hoyel? Ela de beidne de ka'ayi leile tanura kol chada v'chada chazye leile didei. When he was putting it into the oven, each one was good for him. Right? But now in our case, it's not good for him. He's already eaten. a whole hoyle is based around visitors. Aval hacha, the lo orchinu de chazi, not good for him, it's for orchim, le didai lo chazi, and he himself is not going to get any hana from it. Maybe, yeah, Rabbi. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer might say hoyle about the challah story, that if you're going to make it yourself, it's not a problem, you can cook it, and even though you can't take challah on your own, we had a problem with the challah, with the tumah, remember, the kohen couldn't eat it, etc., where you could eat it, you could put it into the oven and bake it, and then take challah afterwards, but you yourself can get hana from it, there we would go ahead and say hoyle. But when it's only for visitors, you wouldn't say hoyle. And I'm Rav Shisha Barad Rav Idi. And Rav Shibra Idi says, joined Barachama. He says, now from Rabbi Yeshua's side, Vedil Melohi, maybe it's not the same machloket. Ad Kaloka, Rabbi Lez Yeshua Hatam, Dilomir Hoyel. Rabbi Yeshua, in this bright that you're bringing, he never said Hoyel. Why? Ela Deika, Chade de Lo Chazia, Lo Le Dideh Velo Lo Orchin. When there was one, the Chalas story, he couldn't eat it, neither him or the Orchin, and therefore you couldn't do Meloch on Shabbos. Aval Ache, the Chazi Miat Lo Orchin. But now in this case, where the Orchin are going to come, maybe now you would say hoyle. So that is the kashya over here, whether we do or we don't think. What ends over here, right? And then goes back and discusses Rabbi Bar Chama independently.
Amrua Rabbanan, come Rabbi Rabbi Zaira. So Amrua here, Rashi says here that this din of Rabbi Bar Chama, they said before Rabbi Yirme, Rabbi Zaira. Rabbi Yirme, Kibla. Rabbi Yirme says, you know what? Rabbi Bar Chama's got a point. We like the idea that Rabbi Bar Chama, that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua are given some machloket as Rabbi and Rabbi Chisda and Rabbi. Rabbi Zaira lo kibla. Rabbi Zaira said, no, I don't like it. So now, Amar Rabbi Yirmit Rabbi Zaira, listen to this. We just think it's a machloket, right? It says Rabbi Yirmit Rabbi Zaira, I don't understand, he says. Milta de kashielan. This is a difficult one for us. Rashi says here, they trying to have all the ways of what the machloket was. Says we couldn't establish the machloket. He says, "V'atir kama shan b'may pliga b'zev Rabbi Yeshua." For all these years, we were trying to work out what was the basis of Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua's machloket. Hashda now, Amru Mishmei the Gavra Rabba. Name, I mean, Rabbi Bar Chama says it, right? We heard it in a great man's name. V'lo nekable, we're not going to accept it. Suddenly, we understand what Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua arguing about. Arguing about what Rabbi Chisda and Rabbi arguing about. Now we can understand the machloket. You don't want to accept it. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Zaira says to Rabbi Yirmiya, Heichi ekable, how will I accept it? I can't accept it. Why can't I accept it? So he gives him a good answer. He says, like, why can't I accept it? So the time we have a brighter. This brighter, which we saw over here, where it was quoted, Rabbi Bar Chama, where this machloket of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, he says, in the brighter, Amar le Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer wants to say that we do say hoyel, and therefore there's no problem to bake it on Yom Tov, because we say hoyel, the visitors are going to come, we can eat it. He says, Lidvarecha, hare hu over mishum lo taseh kol melacha. He says, how can you do that? If that's the case, the guy baking has been over on a mitzvah doraita of lo taseh kol melacha. That's muktzah. Remember, you've got to be prepared. Now look at Rabbi Nuchananel over here. Rabbi Nuchananel, about 10 lines before it becomes wide lines. He says it. It fits in a few words. He says, Amru ahad Rabbi Kamer Rabbi Zaira, velo kibla, amai Rabbi Yirmi, amai lo kibla, amai leiv, amai nekable, washa. The Tanya I wrote in the brighter, Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi, Vahu over mishum lo taseh kol melacha. He explains what that isur is. Ki ofe davar she'eino ra'ui lo. Because he's baking something which is not good for him. And we know you only had a heter afia on yontif if it's for you. And you've eaten. So how can I allow the guy to use hoyil? He's over an isur d'oraita. Right, and look back in the Gemara, and what was the bright? How did the brighter carry on? Veshatikle, and Rabbi Eliezer was stumped. He never answered back. So says Rabbi Zaira, how can I accept what you're saying? We saw the dialogue in the brighter, and when Rabbi Yeshua asked Rabbi Eliezer, "Kash," Rabbi Yeshua stumped. He never answered him. So it's pashut that he accepted what he was saying. So how can I now go accept Rabbi Eliezer? There can't be the machloket. Vita, and if it was the case like you're saying, Rabbi Eliezer, if Rabbi Eliezer was really Rabbi, and we're arguing about the same thing as Rabbi and Rabbi Chisda, if it was a machloket of hoyil, V'itri, that was the case. Leimele, what should Rabbi Eliezer have responded to Rabbi Zaira, to Rabbi Yoshua? Taima didi mishum hoyel. It's because of hoyel. He never said it's because of hoyel. So why should I accept Rabbi Rachamim telling me now that the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is about hoyel? If it was about hoyel, Rabbi Eliezer would have responded, Rabbi Yeshua, hoyel. Look at Rashi. And we see he never said that to him. So now Amar Lei, so now Rabbi Yirmiah says to Rabbi Zaira, v'leta'ameich, according to you, that the very fact that he was stumped and he kept quiet is proof that it's not because of Hoyil. Had a tani bebraita, that same braita, Amar Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Eliezer, Arehu over mishum bali, Arehu bali matse. He says, wait a second, now on Pesach, if you go back, we had a couple of daf ago, Machlok Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Ben Bateira, I think. We had like a three-way Machloket. And then one of the answers was, I think Rabbi Yeshua said, that's not the Chometz we were speaking about, because it was Gavoha. Remember, he said, if it becomes Chometz, it'll become Chometz. Remember that? Anybody remember that? It says, Ve'i Chametz, Chametz, something like that. Was the top of an amud somewhere? Was the top of an amud? I think it was an amud bet. Anybody remember what I'm talking about? I said to him. Yeah, here we are. Mem Vav Amud Bet. The top of Mem Vav Amud Bet. We'll go to the bottom of Mem Vav Amud Aleph. It was in the Mishnah there. Ketam Afish Nichale Betum B'Yom Tov. There's a whole sugi here. It starts like this. So we sit over there. Rabbi Eliezer says, Lord, you cry Hashem. Don't call it Chala. And then bake it. They've got a problem. Ben Matari said, dip it in cold water. And Rabbi Yeshua said, Lo Zehu Chamet. Shemuzarin Ala Bavad Yira Bari Matzeh. That's not called Chometz. Elam Afish Urat. And Rashi said over there, Kedavash Begumad Dilav Direhu Lacha Shekar Hashem. Once you call it chala, it's kochim. And with kochim, we haven't got a problem because it said, lo yerelecha se'orv, lo yerelecha. It's all to do with your own, not kochim. Once you've set it aside, it's not yours anymore. Right, that's what he's talking about over here. So he says to him, Rabbi Yirmiah says to Rabbi Zaira, that you said shatak had a tani bebraita amar Rabbi Eliezer lidvarecha arei uver mishum ba'ir bali matze v'shatikle. Right, so he said. Now this is in the braita. In the Mishnah we saw they didn't answer him. Hachinami delo ahad alei. In the braita he never responded to him. In the braita he just kept quiet. But we saw that Rabbi Yeshua did respond to Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, which we saw there on Daf Mem Vav. Ditznan lo zehu chamet shemuzarin alav bishum bariyahu bari matze. Ela shatik lai bebraita umahalev madnitin. So the very fact that the braita doesn't bring a source of responding, Rabbi Eliezer responding to Rabbi Yeshua, means nothing. Because in the braita you're quoting now, Rabbi Yeshua asked Rabbi Eliezer asked Rabbi Yeshua, Kasha, Rabbi Yeshua have answered him. And we see in our Mishnah he did answer him. So he says, so too in the braita, when you're telling me that Rabbi Eliezer never answered Rabbi Yeshua, Hachinami imu shatik lebe matnit. And in the Mishnah, we don't see him answering anything. In other sources, we do see that he answered him. Now, I don't know where that source is, by the way. I don't know. That might be a note. To be honest with you, it slipped me by that to actually look where it was. But so therefore, Rabbi Yirmiah saying to Rabbi Zaira, your proof that Rabbi Yeshua asked you, is a kashya, and you never answered him, means nothing. Just like in the bright, Rabbi Yeshua never responded to Rabbi Yirmiah, we saw that he did respond to the Mishnah. So too, Rabbi Yirmiah might respond to Rabbi Yeshua somewhere else. So that's not a good reason not to accept what Rabbi Baruchama says. This is the source for the machloket. He says, "V'hatanya b'shmel b'noshav Yochem b'Bruk Omer." Es gibt. Tanya, now Rabbi Omer, we got a bright lead. Rabbi says, Alachak Rabbi Eliezer. Alachak Lak Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi, now we go back. This is now finished this whole story. Back to our Mishnah. Maybe I'm not the Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Metaira, and Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer says that it's not a problem. You just don't call it challah. And then you bake it. And then Rabbi Metaira says, dip your hands in to keep it cool. You can take the challah and keep it in cold water, and it won't become chomet. So the Gemara says, yeah, Tanya Bidi Omer, Halach Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Halach Rabbi Metaira. So now the Gemara says, okay, but come a Shiur Issa. How much is the Shiur Issa? Right? How much do we need Rashi to say Shiur Issa, Lalush Pepe, that you can need on Pesach? Velo Yoter Shachol Shomra Midai Chimut. What's the maximum that you can keep so that you don't have to worry about during the kneading process, they become Chomet? So Rabbi Shmuel Ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Omer, Kechitin Kabin, if it's wheat, a kav, Ubesorin shloshet kabin and barley even 3 kav. Rav Natan Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer chiluf advarim. He says other way around that chitin is three kav and sorin is only 1 kav. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, you telling me there that v'hatan Rishuah ben Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer bechitin shloshet kabin ubesorin 4 kabin. Right, so the Rabbi Nachman says the other way around, but it would make sense. The Gemara brings a brighter that seems to imply the opposite way around, and there's a steer between the two. So the Gemara says, "Lo kashia, haba chasich to haba melata." Depending if it's bad wheat or good wheat, right? And Rabbi Papa Shmuel says, "From what do we see over here? Look at the relationship for a second. The relationship was that when it was good wheat, right? So we said, hold on." The Kamashus Rabbi Shmuel said bechitin with wheat 1 kav, and besorin 3 kav, and then we said Hatani Rabbi Shmuel Ben Omer said that with wheat 3 kav, and besorin 4 kav. So wheat, the first answer was 1 kav, and the second answer was 3 kav, and with barley it was 3 kav and 4 kav. So it says over here, Rapapa Shmapin, what is it that? Gri in chita chasichta mi chita maliata tvei. That the relationship between bad wheat and good wheat is more extreme, right? Mid the gri in sare chasichta mi sare maliata. With the difference between bad barley and good barley. Because bad barley, you could go as far as 4 kav. Good barley, you could use 3 kav. Good wheat, you could use only 1 kav. And bad wheat, 3 kav. So it was 1 to 3 as opposed to 3 to 4. In 3 to 4, right, the relationship is only a third or a quarter, depending how you're looking at it. Where 1 to 3, relationship is a third, right, or 200%, depending how you're looking at it. You see, it's a bigger relationship between the two. That's what he says over here. Dilu hatam tilta, it's a third. Bacharavia, it's a quarter. So 3 to 4 be 1 quarter. You came from the 3 and the 4, 1 of the 4 to 3. Or a third, 2 to 3, it's a whole extra third. It's 2 out of 3, which is missing a whole third. That's what he says to him. Okay, Amarava. Somebody? Oh, sorry. Amarava, kava milonga lepischa. V'chein l'chala. So Rav says over here, this chala from longa, right, long's a place. Kav shloto makom, lepischa shlo lalush yoter. That's like the measurement, the kav of longa. They had their own measuring of a kav, where they had especially like a longer kav, right? Not long, but longer from the place longer, right? Lalush yoter kdash yochal l'shomo minachimut. That's the most you can use. Right, and also for Chali says, Bahen Shuri, so this is the measure of Issa. Nami Kolimash, the whole year round, not only during Pesach, Litchayev Bechala. To know when you Chayev Chala is when you have used this longer link. So the Gemara says, Bahatna, but don't we learn a Mishnah that says, Chamesh Adrem Kemach Va'od, that 5 quarters of a log, of a kav, sorry, 5 quarters of a kav. And slightly more chayv chale. I mean, we said chale is 43 eggs. That's the gematria of chale, right? Chet lamed hay, 43. So 43 and a bit. That's like five quarters of a kav. So Achi Amari says now kav melonga. That's the answer. That's the kav melonga is a high shirakai. That's the kav. A kav melonga is 5 and a quarter 5 quarters of a regular kav. Okay, that is the measure of it. I'm Rav Yosef, Hanish Nasha Edidan. Rav Yosef is like this. Our woman, Nahug Lemifa Kapiza Kapiza Piska. They use less. Now, Kapiza here, it's clear that it's less than a Kav. I think I saw somewhere, I'm not sure where, I can't find the Makor now, I think in the Duff notes. They said there's 3/4 of a Kav. Anybody got a measure there in a Gemara? Anybody got a note there? How much is a Kapiza? Shloshet Reva Kav. Yeah, I see it as well. Yeah, 3/4 of a Kav. Right, so that would be machmir to use a little bit less, to be careful not to become chometz. So Amale Abaya, so Abaya says to Rav Yosef, I don't understand. That's a chumra. That's chumra atle kulahu. That's a chumra that causes a kula. What's the kula? The kamafkalei michale. That I take the chala. That's not a chumra. We want to make mitzvahs. We want to be not make mitzvahs. Part of the mitzvah is take chala. Chala is a certain size. You tell the woman to be makpid, not to make a certain size. They don't take chala. That's not a chumra. That's a kula. Right, so Amalei, the Avdan Krabi Eliezer, he says, no, don't get carried away, they took challah, so they were more careful about chometz. Right, he says, they did like Rabbi Eliezer. Now, I've skipped out here quite a lot of these Rashis over here, just a lack of time. He says, look at the Rashi, now, glemifa, pepiska, kepiza, kepiza, shloshet lugin. The Rashi says, you have 3 lug, but not 3 lug, 3/4 of a lug. And no, 3 lug, right, so 4 lug is a kav, correct. That's right. 3 lug, which is 3/4 of a kav. Okay, I knew I'd seen it somewhere. There's a rush here. 3 lug, a 4 lug is a kav. Steve, you got your measuring card over there. Have a look, please. I think 3 lug is a kav. Right? L'chumre, l'shomro min achimut. So Amarle. So now on this one, Rabbi Yosef said to Abaya, Abaye, Karabileze Svirilei, look at Rashi then, the Hasal Mitzarfa Nachalilachra Chayfiatan. After they baked it, they put them all together in a basket and that joins them all together. They can then take challah afterwards. So they bake lots of, they do the kneading in lots of small amounts, they bake them all together and they put them into a big basket and now it's all more than 4/5 of a kav and therefore they can take challah from them. Right? So he says that it's not Rabbi Zomer, Harodev, Nutan Sala, Salman Safra Khalab. You bake them, you take them out of the oven, and you put them into the basket. The basket does join them all together, and you get back to your shiur of chala. And Shmuel Paskal Locha, like Rabbi Eliezer. So Amar Lev, Aha Eat Marla, but 1 second, you tell me like Rabbi Eliezer. I'm Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, Lo Shanu Eleki Karocho Bavel, Shino Shotzo Mizo, Aval Kaachin Lo. See, how can you make a blanket rule like that? Locha like Rabbi Eliezer. We Paskin, we've learned over here, he says that Rabbi Shimon Levi told us that only is relevant in Bavel. What's in Bavel? Where the challahs touch each other. Meaning, like, you know, often you see when you buy rolls, and the rolls are like all joined together, like a row of rolls. They're not independent rolls, they're like touching, they've got a bit of a bread touching them. You know what I'm talking about? Anybody ever seen that? Right? That's I think like that. They're noshkot. So it's like it's just one big roll. Ah, you can see it's nice little pieces of roll. You can easily separate them. He says, then you can say it's all one big piece and take challah. But if it's each independent, long, thin French loaf or whatever, or baguettes, you're going to tell them they're all big join up. He says, over here. He says, shenoshkot is about ka'achin. Look at Rashi, ka'achin. Second wide lines. Valkaachin kailish beluas aruchin vekatrin veidloshkin, so they're long and thin. Then you're going to say that they can all be together. No, so he says, "No, hi, parla." We learned that as well. Mechanina afilu kaachin, even if they achin, not a problem. Even if they are like that, the basket. I mean, it says you put them in a basket, they're still joining together. Now I heard from Rav Baruch. I'm sure that there is also an Indian like contradiction. We once had challah, the challahs weren't whole. They like, you know, sometimes a challah can like break a little bit. So you put it hold it into the challah board, and on the challah board also like puts it all together. You can, but yeah, but I suppose you can rely on it. That's a challah shalem. Same idea over here, probably based on this principle. So he says, by Rabbi Yirmiya, tavla she'en la lebazbezin mahu. Look at Rashi over here. Tavla, masgeret, v'safa savivla. It's like a tray, let's say, and it's got a lip around it, like a sadar. V'rada pat l'tocha, and you took part off the out of the oven into this thing. Minatanur, Mahu shetitzaref Rabbi, could you use this now for Rabbi Eliezer? So it's not like a big basket. It's a tavla, like a flat, like a challah board. It's like a challah board, not a nice basket. It's clearly like a receptacle, a flat challah board, but it's got like a little bit of a lip around it. Would that be good enough? So it says, toch kli ba'ina, but do we say it has to be like inside a proper receptacle of a kli, veleika, and this isn't the case? Or dilma abi kli ba'ina, all we need is they're all in the same airspace. And here we have got it. Gemara leaves it with taiku. Doesn't have the answer for that. Difficult question. Ketan Rabbi Eliezer Omer, hasal mitzarfit. So here we actually see the bright here. Rabbi Eliezer says, the basket is mitzarif, joins them all together. Rabbi Shua Omer, tanu mitzarif. Rabbi Shua says, no, even the oven. Put them all into the oven. In fact, you put them all into the same oven. Look at Rashi. Af tanur mitzarfat, af api shalor nitnan desal. He wants to go so far as to say that not only will you don't need a basket, but Rabbi Yeshua says even the fact that you baked lots of these little challahs on their own, you never took challah when they were needed because it was too little. So in Pesach it's ideal because you're scared you won't have too much so it won't become chometz. Stick it all into the oven. You bake the one in the oven. That's good enough. You can now take challah from it all without putting it into the basket. Rabbi Shulman Gamliel Omer Kikarot Shel Bavel Neshechot Zomizom Mitzarfot, and he says no, only if they join together. I don't see halacha here in any of them. If anybody's got a halacha, they are looking at the halacha this morning. If you can find, please, interesting to know the halacha here. Okay, new Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Shalosh Nashim Nashot Kachat. Right, Rabbi, what's it?
It says you want the halacha here.
Yeah. Bill. What's the halacha?
Combining tzeruf l'challah. If several loaves or portions of dough are not large enough for the commandment of challah to apply to each of them separately, the basket into which they are placed after they have been baked combines them into one batch, and challah is separated at this point. However, baking the loaves together in one oven does a minimum quantity of challah. Placing the loaves together on the utensil that is not concave also does not combine these loaves.
Okay, we got it. So basically, Steve. So basically, tavla doesn't work, tanu doesn't work, yeah. But basket does work. Shkoach. Okay, let's carry on. Three women. Now, remember, our concern here is talking about on Pesach, and they're all working together, and they're sharing the tables, and they're sharing the ovens, and they're sharing everything, and we're scared of time. So if we've got too many people here working at the same time, right, we're scared they're going to have to wait one for each other and the dough is going to become chometz. Okay, that's the underlying problem here. He says, no problem. Look at Rashi. We don't worry, let them go. Let one woman do a story, bake. Next woman do a story, bake. Next one, do a story, bake. We don't have to sort of like worry about it so much. And it will be okay. He says, one of the other. Chachamim say, no. Shalosh nashim oskot b'batzek ka'achat. They can all work at the same time, but but with Magbil. Right? What's going on over here? Achad lasha, the one can do busy kneading, v'achad orechet, the one's preparing, v'achad orechet, the other one is busy baking. So in other words, we go in a chain. We look at Rashi, don't be so makil, like Rabbi Gamliel, shulash, they can all stand there kneading together, ela shalosh nashim oskot, kol achad bebatzek shela. He says, the original, understand what Rabbi Gamliel says, all three are working on the same dough. He says, no, each will take their own dough and go in your own process. And keep it separately. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo kol anashim, lo kol ha'etzim, lo kol ha'etzim. Rabbi Akiva says, listen, all the women aren't the same. All the woods aren't the same. And all the ovens, the fires aren't the ovens aren't the same. Right? What does he mean by that? Look at Rashi. Lo kol anashim, yesh atzlaniot, v'machmitzot, im yishu kokach. He says, there's some women who are not, I don't mean the word here, lazy, but they're just not as quick and efficient as others. And therefore, they'll take a long time, and the challah can become chometz. There's some ovens which aren't very hot, and they take a longer time to bake and become chometz. V'yesh eitzim, shnei rim ha'er, there's some woods which don't burn so well, and you're going to wait for the woods to burn and become chometz. So he says, zeh klal, the Mishnah with a rule, tafach til tosh betzona. If you see that the dough is starting to rise, to mitnapeach, to blow up a little bit, right, so what do you do? Rashi says, batzek b'yada, you see the bread, the dough is waiting and wants to start rising. Dip your hands in cold water and base cold water over it, calm it down. The chometz is the heating process. So keep it cool, cool down the challah and keep it cool. That's the klal. What's the tarabana? Lasha hi bekatef. So it's tarabana. Lasha. So the one woman is doing kneading, then she goes on to do the next stage of like whatever, the braiding and the basting. In the meantime, her friend starts now doing the kneading. Then makatefet hiofa, once she's finished doing the braiding and whatever and the basting, she then puts it into the oven. Now her friend starts doing the braiding and the basting. The third woman now, she starts the kneading. Ofeh, while she's busy baking, this one does the kneading. And she goes and bakes after her. And then the third one starts the braiding and the basting. And this cycle goes round and round. In other words, getting to a basic, some type of a, what do you call it? Like a production chain.
Assembly line.
Shkoch, that's what I'm looking for. Right, Rashi's over here, Chalila. Now, interesting, the word Chalila over here, you often hear that people in his fancy Hebrew say something Chalila. Now, what does Chalila mean? So Rashi tells us over here, what does Chalila mean? Right, he says over here, he says, V'chein chozeret Chalila, Chalila lashon machol, from the word dancing. Right, saviv, saviv. In other words, you go round and round, and the process repeats itself. That's what it means. Chalila means repeating itself, going round and round. Kol zman she'osekim b'batzeik. Now the Gemara says like this. Kol zman she'osekim b'batzeik, ein oba lidei chimutz. Halacha lemaase. As long as you're busy with the dough, it won't become chum. We saw the other day, in a couple of daf ago, we learned, we said that if water's dripping down, if it's a slow drip, it's a problem. If it's like tap, 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 the Greeks use the word tip, tap, remember? Then it won't become chometz, because we say that the dough has to rest. And if it's so busy being stressed out by this water smacking down it all the time, it hasn't got a chance to become chometz. Right? Same thing over here. That's the idea. That's the klal. Okay, new Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva omer, lo kol anashim. Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, the women aren't all the same. Tanya Rabbi Akiva, the Tani lefnei Rabbanan Gamliel. Ilam dein Rabbanu, teach us our teacher. Benashim Zrizot, or Benashim Zrizot, where you taught us halacha here. Does this apply to Nashim Zrizot, like, very efficient woman or not? It says, ba'etim lachim or ba'etim yveshim. Does it make a difference if the wood is dry or not dry? But tenu chal mevdutam, that if the oven is hot or cold. Amar li, said to me, ein lecha elema sheshanu chachamim. I can't answer that. All I can tell you is this is the klal. He obviously didn't want to get involved in machloket abiyah, all women the same or not. Maybe his wife was standing by listening to him. I don't know. He says, zeh klal tafach tiltosh b'tonen. If you see that things are getting a little bit out of hand, they're starting to rise, cool down your hands. Probably actually a good musar scale for life. Whenever you start getting a little bit excited about something, cool yourself down and get better off to it, right? Doesn't have to be chametz. Anything. You're getting excited before you're going to start getting cross, go put a bit of cold water on your face and calm down and things will be much better. Okay. Okay. Matnit new Mishnah. Seor Yisarev. So the Mishnah says that you've got Seor, right? This is Seor of Yerashi says. What's Seor? Shelohich means culture code. It's not fully chometz yet. Right? It's like the sourdough stuff. It's not fully chometz. But nonetheless, burn it. Va'ochlo, if you eat it, you patur. Why? Because it wasn't fully better chometz. Siduk, however, if it starts cracking a bit, Rashi says, Keshu machmitz, nasin bo sedakim, when it starts getting chometz, as the bread rises, so it starts, you see like these hairline cracks in them. He says, that already you got to burn as well. Vachlo chayev, if you eat that, you chayev karet. He means, what is sa'or? The Gemara says, kekarnei chagavim. If it's just got the tentacles of a locust, so that is sa'or, it's a very minor crack. Siduk. What is Siduk? What's a proper crack? Shnitarvu stakin zebeze tirabi rabbi. He says when you're ready, the cracks start into crack into one another. So it's like a mind map where it, like, you could see them all over the shot. That's really a more advanced stage. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim omrim, zebeze, aoch lo chav karbi. Chachamim said, what are you talking about? There's no difference between karnecha, gavim, or with the sidukin go one to the other. It's all comets and it's chav karet. Ezu seor, what is seor? Kol sheksifu panav karab shabdu sarotav. He says, when it's a little bit whitened, when it's a bit white before it starts cracking. Once you got cracked in the chachamim, it's too late. So what is seor according to chachamim? Chachamim says seor when you see a bit of a silver white sort of thing. And interesting, the analogy over here. He says over here, adam she amdu sarotav, like a person whose hair stood up. Now what does he even look at Rashi over here? Kamdam she amdu sarotav. Look at that. For ezes is seor she patu yupatu ze she'en bo sedek. But if it's already it becomes a bit white, silverish, ka'adam she'amdu sarotav, whose hair stood up, umitoch pachad, v'reti, got scared, panav machsifin. So he says, you know, a person gets scared, the hair stands up, like the classic idea of a guy getting a fright, and his hair stands up like that. So at the same time, he goes white from shock. When he starts getting white from shock, that is the end of that. Okay, let's quickly get more here. Tarabanan, ezu seor. What's the brightest says? What's the seor of here? Kol sheksivu panav kadam shabdu sarotav. That seems to be like the end of the Mishnah. Like Rabbanan. Right? Siduk kekarne chagavim. And cracks are like... So seor is kol sheksivu panav sarotav. And siduk, the more advanced one, is like karne chagavim. Dear Rabbi Meir. Chachem umrim. Okay, that's right. Ezu seor kekarne chagavim. Siduk shidavu siduk zeh bezeh. Bezeh ochlu chayv karet. So Chachamim said here that what is Seor, Karnecha Gavim. In our Mishnah, Chachamim said no. They said that Seor, Karnecha Gavim, and Siduk all the same thing. Right? So Gemara said, Hanantnan, Siur, Yisarev, Ochlo Patur. We learned that Siur you can eat and you patur, to Rabbi Yehuda. So Am Rabbi Meir, Zebeze, Ochlo Chayv Karet. So Am Rabbi, my time, Rabbi, what's Rabbi Meir's reason? Einacha kol sedek vasedek minamala, she'enlo kol kamas dakim ilamati. He said that once you start seeing cracks, it's already cracks all over the show, and you get through, once you see cracks up top, you got cracks at the bottom, therefore they're properly interjected, and that's a proper chometz. The end of Abiyah.